The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lipman Crooks.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight, our special guest is Gwen Canfield from Vested. Gwen is the District Marketing Manager. Welcome, Gwen.
Thank you so much, Bernie. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is great to have you on the show. And I guess let's start out by telling us, what is Vested? V-E-S-I-D, right?
Yeah, it's a weird acronym, but it is actually part of the New York State Education Department, and it is the vocational rehabilitation arm of the New York State Education Department. So VESED stands for Vocational and Educational Services for Individuals with Disabilities.
And who's entitled to these services?
Adults with disabilities. It isn't really an entitlement process. Many government agencies do have an entitlement process. With VESED, it's an eligibility process. So adults with disabilities who are having trouble getting employment or maintaining themselves in employment can apply for VESED services. They do need proper documentation of their disability, and they need to want to go to work and ultimately to be able to go to work.
So give me an example of some of the services that you would provide to somebody who successfully applied.
VESED, you know, before I do that, I'm going to just mention people with disabilities really encompasses all disabilities. It encompasses cognitive disabilities, learning disabilities, mental retardation, Asperger's disorder. It encompasses emotional disabilities, physical disabilities. It really covers all disability areas except for people with legal blindness who are assisted by our sister agency, the Commission for the Blind and the Visually Handicapped. But the types of services that we offer encompass the gamut of helping a person understand what type of work that would be appropriate for them, giving them a foundation and an understanding of their vocational and educational strengths and weaknesses, all the way to giving them assistance in gaining education and vocational expertise in an area, and then doing the placement services to help them get the job, helping them with resumes, helping them get ready for the interview and to go for the interview.
Okay, so let's just rewind for a second. Mm. We have in Westchester, and I presume that you're serving all of Westchester?
All of Westchester and Rockland County, but VESED is a state agency that covers all of New York State.
So each county would have its own office where they would take care of things?
There are 15 district offices that cover all the different counties in the state.
Okay, so in Westchester, where is the VESED office located?
We are at 75 South Broadway in White Plains, and we do have some satellite areas. We go to the Yonkers One-Stop Employment Center. We do go to the One-Stop Employment Center also that's moving to Bloomingdale Road with the Department of Labor.
Okay, so we have an individual, and you mentioned it has to be an adult.
Yes.
So somebody over the age of 18?
Not really. You become an adult within 2 years of your graduation or exit from high school. So you are considered an adult by us if you're going to graduate from high school with a regular diploma when you're in your junior year. And if you're exiting at the age of 21 when you age out, then within 2 years of becoming 21. And that's when we can step in and begin the process so that there is a seamless service delivery.
So somebody, a typical person might be someone in high school.
Yes.
Who has a disability.
Yes.
And how do you determine whether or not somebody has a disability? I mean, obviously, if they're receiving Social Security disability, they're disabled. But how do you determine whether or not somebody has a disability if, let's say, it's a gray area?
I'm not going to give you a complete answer for a gray area, but we need documentation of the disability, and we need to see the fact that it is affecting your ability to get a job or to keep a job.
Okay, and so it has to, you have to show that you might not otherwise be able to obtain employment because of this disability.
Correct. Or a lot of especially young kids have no trouble obtaining employment, but they don't seem to manage to keep it. And that's when the disability seems to be kicking in that they might not even be aware of.
So somebody who's gone from job to job and can't really understand what's going on and how this could happen.
Correct.
Okay, so then how do they get to your office? Is there a referral from a social worker, or do they have to read about you in the paper or the news? Or how does that happen?
Well, I hope that we get referrals from me sitting here, but we do have special projects going on with the school system. We have transition projects going on specifically with many of the schools in Westchester County, but also in general, there is a VESID counselor assigned to every high school in Westchester County, and they are known to the CSE chairperson, the Committee for Special Ed chairperson, who would make referrals. But we get lots of older people, and lots of older people develop disabilities as they're going through life. So there are people who might have worked for a number of years who then come to us because their disability is impeding their ability to keep a job.
So with regard to the kids who are in high school, you have contacts with the special education department at each individual school, and that might be a good way for you to get a lead.
Absolutely. But because it's an eligibility process, when you say get a lead, it's not quite that. They need to contact us.
So you don't reach out to them?
Well, we reach out to them as much as we can. We go to speak at high schools. We let parents, teachers, faculty members, the students themselves know that we exist. But they need to come to us eventually and apply for the service. We're not going to pull them out of a classroom to rope
now,
them in.
Now, what happens if one of their relatives, a parent or a sibling, wants to apply on that person's behalf? Is that acceptable, or the actual individual, him or herself, has to apply?
We would probably make an appointment to meet with the student and the parent so that the student can hear who we are, what we do, what we can offer to them, and the student can fill out the application, perhaps with the help of their parent or advocate, but it has to come from the student.
And then after meeting with the student, you then have a database of employment opportunities that would potentially be available?
Well, we really have the same database that everybody else has, but we work harder at it, and we do better matching of a person's skills and abilities and strengths. We also, as much as we're here for the consumer or the prospective employee, we're also here for employers in Westchester County, and we offer a lot of financial incentives to employers to hire our consumers with disabilities. So in this poor economy, tough economy, it gives our consumers an advantage to come into a job and get a chance over the average person.
Because of the financial incentives provided to the employer?
Absolutely. Some of the financial incentives would be the federal and state tax credits that employers can get. Other incentives would be we offer a work tryout where if an employer hires one of our people, we can pay back their salary for a month while the employer is teaching them the job and trying them out. And we offer also on-the-job training monies where we can pay back up to 3 months of salary on a sliding scale, 100% the first month, 75% the second month, 50% the third month, that type of a deal.
And this money comes out of the state coffers?
The exciting part about this is that the money is 75% federally funded, so the residents and citizens of Westchester County are getting back some of those federal dollars. It comes through the state. Every state actually has some answer to vocational rehabilitation. New York State has a great answer because it's through the Education Department and it's very training and career oriented. Other states have it through the Labor Department, and it's very employment intense, where the states don't take as much time to give a person a chance to develop a career. So New York State is in a great place because it's willing to devote money to education. In fact, it's willing to devote money to education, some which would only come if there's economic need, but some, such as books for college, if college is an appropriate way for a consumer to reach a goal, we can pay for books whether the person meets economic need or not.
I'm speaking with Gwen Canfield from VESID, and we've been talking about the wonderful work they do on behalf of adults with disabilities in securing employment. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this brief message.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. We've got offices right here in White Plains, Fishkill, and New York City. And just want to give you a quick public service announcement. The John A. Coleman School will be holding their annual walkathon on Sunday, October 19th at Tibbetts Brook Park in Yonkers. The walk begins at 11:30 and will raise funds for many special education services that the school provides to children with complex medical conditions and special needs. If you need more information about the John A. Coleman Walkathon, please contact Kirsten MacArthur at 914-597-4021. And now back to Gwen Canfield from VESID. And before the break, Gwen, we were talking about the terrific services that VESID provides and the fact that much of the money is funded from the state and federal government, in fact. And in this time of financial crises with what's going on in the stock market and Wall Street, and the governor basically telling state agencies about the cuts in the budget that are going to be forthcoming, and the presidential candidates talking about cutting or holding the bar on services next year. What does the future hold for VESID? Is this something that we need to be worried about?
I would be naive to say that we didn't need to worry, and I don't mean to make people worry, but voc rehab services have a history of being driven by public input and the involvement of people with disabilities. If you look at the figures, in fiscal year 2006, almost 206,000 persons were assisted across the country in entering employment, maintaining themselves in employment, or advancing in employment. And of those voc rehab consumers who became engaged in work, $3.6 billion was earned in wages, and $331 million was paid in federal taxes. I really don't think the federal government is engaged in voc rehab purely from a social work ethic. I think that there's a big piece of government that is concerned about keeping the economy going. And by having people with disabilities employed, they are keeping the economy going.
So not only is it the right thing to do, keeping people with disabilities employed, but from an economic perspective, it might actually be making them money.
It is fiscally sound. The Rehab Act has 88 years of success. It actually began around World War I when veterans came back from the war, and people felt a responsibility to help veterans who had gotten injured in World War I. And from there, it became an act that embraced all people with disabilities. But it also works for the whole country. It doesn't just work for the people with the disabilities.
All right, let's talk about on the employer end. These financial incentives, how long do they last for? Is it just to get the ball rolling, or is it for as long as the person is employed?
Financial incentives, for the most part, are to get the ball rolling, but there is something also called supported employment. And supported employment is a situation that assists people with the most serious of disabilities in maintaining themselves at the job. And that's a type of program where job coaches are available on an ongoing basis throughout the person's employment. So VESID closes a case on a person after 90 days of successful and stable employment. But we hook people up with the private nonprofit agencies in this county that get their funding from OMRDD, the Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities, and also from OMH, the Office of Mental Health, so that they can continue helping these people to keep their employment.
So you mentioned they close a case. That means VESID is no longer involved after 90 days of employment?
90 days of successful and stable employment. And those are important words because those are agreed upon with the employer if the employer is aware that the person has a disability. Not everybody chooses to self-disclose, but it's agreed upon with the employer, with the consumer, and with the direct service person working with that consumer.
So if there's some bumps in the road along the way, it could potentially be longer than 90 days.
Oh, absolutely. And a person who starts with us in high school, for example, and goes all through college can have an open VESID case for 4, 5, 6 years.
But then even after it's becomes a closed case, you could still be part of this supported employment program.
Yes, you can. And even after you have a closed case, if a reason exists for you to have a new VESID case, you are certainly entitled to reapply for services. It's not just a one-stop opportunity.
Is the employer agreeing to any terms in terms of not firing the person, or is it basically an employment at will situation like with any other employer-employee?
Well, it has to be an employment at will situation. If we are giving on-the-job training funding with the 100% the first month, 75% the second month, et cetera, then we do expect the employer to really give that employee a chance to have a little bit longer learning curve, but that they are going to pick up the job. But certainly, we could never hold an employer to keep an employee that they are not satisfied with.
So if after a week the employer says, look, this is just not working out, and it's obvious on its face that it's not the right fit, that's okay?
Of course it's okay. We move on. We try to find another person for that job. Or they find another person on their own. But
and if it does go on and ultimately a job coach is assigned to that particular case, does the job coach stay on indefinitely, or is there a fixed period of time for that as well?
If it's supported employment right now, I'm going to use the word indefinite. I mean, if funding changes for supported employment, that can certainly happen. We were talking about what's going on with the federal and state governments. But, you know, as of this moment, it goes on.
And that's at no cost to the employee or to the employer?
Correct.
And speaking of cost, the applicant or the person with special needs or disabilities doesn't pay anything for this service, do they?
No, they don't. Sometimes they do need to meet financial need for some of the assistance that we can potentially give, such as if we are assisting with college, they need to meet financial need for certain parts, such as tuition and fees and room and board. They don't have to meet financial need for other parts, such as books, such as special tutors, special transportation for somebody with a physical disability.
But the portion of your program relative to assisting people with disabilities to obtain or continue employment at a workplace is not means tested, is it?
No, it isn't. All placement services are free of charge, writing a resume, preparing you for an interview, helping you learn how to dress for the interview, talk to the potential employer. That type of thing is all free to the consumer. And the guidance and counseling that goes along is all free. You know, we often, because it doesn't have a price tag attached to it, we seem to belittle it. But that is something that many people with disabilities need as they're going along with the vocational rehabilitation process.
And how many people are in the program?
I will tell you that from the White Plains office, we helped 500 people get jobs last year and maintain themselves in jobs. How many people actually have open cases, I couldn't tell you because there are so many people in the middle of the process, but we average around 500 people a year actually finishing off the whole process.
And do families who are interested, do they have the opportunity while they're going through the process to talk to others who are in the program so they can see how it works?
It really isn't designed that way, although easily when you're working with your counselor, everything is very individualized and everything is done between the counselor and the consumer, and certainly a counselor would be able to hook somebody up with somebody who they might see as a mentor. We also work closely with the independent living centers in Westchester. There's the Westchester ILC, there's Westchester Disabled on the Move, and they both have excellent mentoring programs that we refer to and that they often refer to us from. So the opportunity for mentoring is there. Peer mentoring is definitely a positive way to help somebody move forward.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and I also want to remind you about another public service announcement. The Westchester Arc Foundation will be hosting the 5th Annual Matter of Taste on Tuesday, October 21st at the Westchester Country Club in Rye, New York. And I'm happy and proud to announce that Adrienne Arkentaki of our firm is not only chairing this event, but she's also chairing the John A. Coleman Walkathon. So if you want more information about the Westchester Arc event, please contact Fran Higgins at 914-949-9300, extension 4536. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back with Gwen Canifield.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Lippman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Lippman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Lippman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Lippman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or at LippmanCrooks.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. We're speaking with Gwen Canifield from VESID. And, you know, a lot of people might not realize, but October is National Disability Employment Month. And how appropriate to have you on the show today. I think that's fantastic.
I was going to say I am so appreciative that of all the times that you invited me, you picked October, because October is an important month for all of us, and National Disability Employment Awareness Month, I call it the NDEAM, it's the easiest way for me to say it, and we work very closely with the Westchester Office for People with Disabilities, Evan Latainer's office. Westchester County and the New York State Education Department work in very close concert, and we are having an event at the Doral Arrowwood on Thursday, October 30th for the NDEAM. This year's theme is America's People, America's Talent, America's Strength, and I think it's a perfect theme. We have a wonderful guest speaker, Ken Kunkin. Ken is a lawyer. He is a special prosecutor for Nassau County, and he became a quadriplegic in a football accident during college. He went on to finish his engineering degree at Cornell University. He then got a master's in psychology at Cornell, a master's in rehab at Columbia University, and after a year of work as a rehab counselor, decided what he really wanted to do was be a lawyer. So he went back, he went to Hofstra Law School, and he's been with the Nassau County DA's office for many, many years, and he has agreed to come speak to us. So I think it's going to be very motivational, very inspiring, and I think he's very amazing in and of himself. I'm proud to say that VESID was one of the many agencies that assisted him to his end, so it should be a good talk. And the Doral Arrowwood is always a good friend of the Westchester Office for the Disabled and of National Disability Employment Awareness Month, so we are proud to be able to be part of that event.
So it's a dinner event?
It's a breakfast. It's a breakfast event, October 30th. And if you are interested in finding out more information, I'd be glad to field the calls. I'm at 946-6527. There are a few spots left, not many. Of course, you know, invitations went out a month ago. But we'd love to have more people from the community there to be inspired and to see the wonderful things that go on in Westchester County.
There's a lot of ability in disability, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And, you know, I think of the fact that many of us just spent part of the summer watching the Olympics, and we watched Michael Phelps, champion swimmer, who I don't think any of us will forget in a very long time. We probably won't forget in our lifetime. And he's ADD, attention deficit disorder. And in third grade, his teachers were telling his mother, "We have concerns about what he's going to do with his future." And maybe he needed a little bit of direction, or maybe they needed time to give him an opportunity to find his direction on his own. But it just goes to show that you take somebody with a disability, and if you look for the ability, we are all grounded by it. We're all fortunate to benefit by it. And we shouldn't really ignore it, because we're going to be the losers.
So is this breakfast a fundraiser?
No, it actually isn't. It's another way for us to show publicity, get the public to be aware of the good things that go on. We're honoring several employers in the community. VESID is most concerned about honoring employers. The Westchester Office for the Disabled is most concerned about honoring the employees that have gone so far to hold employment. This is all through the Westchester Employment Network, which is a consortium of private nonprofit agencies, some profit agencies, and public agencies that work together to help people with disabilities get employment. So it's really a very big group effort, and we're not looking for funding, although certainly when the Westchester Employment Network always accepts donations. But what we really are looking for is getting the word out that people with disabilities can be major contributors to the workforce, and there are employers out there who really go the extra mile.
Sounds like it's going to be a terrific event, and he should be some motivational speaker.
Well, I hope that you can come. We would love to have you as a guest.
I look forward to it. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets, albeit available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Tonight our guest has been Gwen Canafield from VESID, and it's been a real pleasure to hear about the great work your organization is doing. Any final thoughts, Gwen?
I just want to tell you that my phone number is 946-6527. I'd love to hear from anybody who has questions as a result of tonight's radio show, and I need to thank you very much for inviting us on.
What about our guests that like the computer? Any internet access, website, email?
You can just Google VESID and it'll come up.
So there is a website.
There is a website, okay. Of course.
All right, so you can either call or you can go on the internet, and Gwen will be happy to talk to you. Well, I do hope people get to make it out to the event on October 30th. It sounds like a great night, and we certainly do appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you get out on October 30th.
Good night, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.